FIFA has a new president, Gianni Infantino, a 45-year-old lawyer from Switzerland. In an emotional acceptance speech, Infantino told delegates that together they would restore the image of FIFA and regain its respect. Our correspondent James Glenday is in Zurich, where the vote was taken. James, what can you tell us about Gianni Infantino?
Well, he's the current General Secretary of UEFA, of course, the head of the European Football League, and he's very well regarded among football administrators. He'd worked for FIFA before. In fact, his hometown is only about 10 kilometres away from where the former disgraced president, Sepp Blatter, grew up. So there are links between the two, and a lot of people today pointed that out, especially those who were campaigning against him. But in recent weeks, he was seen as the man to beat in this race, and it proved that way.
He's already had a bit to say about restoration within FIFA. Tell us about that.
Well, he's made it very clear that he wants to clean up the organisation's reputation and restore trust in it. Part of that today was the implementation and the voting of some key reforms for FIFA. But in his acceptance speech, he did make it very clear that he thought world football had a long way to go to win back people who had been disillusioned by the current corruption crisis that has taken over. And in his acceptance speech, he was very positive about the future of football and said he'd like to make some big changes over the next 5 years. Here is what he had to say.
I went through a journey, an exceptional journey, a journey which made me meet many fantastic people, many people who love football, who live football, who breathe football every day, and many people who deserve that FIFA is highly respected. And we will restore the image of FIFA and the respect of FIFA. And everyone in the world will applaud us and will applaud all of you.
Gianni Infantino, he seems to be making all the right noises at the moment, James. But the question, I suppose, that is the most important one is whether or not this is someone who can be the reformer that everybody wants.
It's certainly going to be a tricky task. Now that he's been elected, all the delegates that have been flowing out of the building where I'm standing here have been very bullish, talking about how this is the beginning of a new era for FIFA, how it's the beginning of restoring FIFA's reputation. But of course, that is going to be easier said than done. The US is investigating FIFA. The Swiss authorities here are investigating FIFA. And there are constant rumours, and particularly rumours over the past couple of days about more arrests potentially. So it will be a very tough task, and it's impossible to underestimate the scale of the task that does face Mr. Infantino. He did address those concerns a little bit, though, earlier tonight as well.
We have to be proud of FIFA, and everyone has to be proud of FIFA, and we have to be proud of what we will do together. And I want to be the president of all of you, of all 209 national associations. I travel through the globe, and I will continue to do this.
There certainly appears to be a lot of support for him, but how has the Football Federation of Australia reacted to this news, James, given that they supported Prince Ali of Jordan?
Yes, the FFA was very strong in coming out and saying it was going to back Prince Ali, and it did right to the very end, through the first round of voting and then the second, when only four nations actually voted that way. I guess we have to put it in a little bit of context. It would have been difficult for Australia not to vote for an Asian candidate, given that there were two in the running. And of course, Sheikh Salman from Bahrain had a few questions. Human rights groups were raising some questions about his record in terms of treating pro-democracy soccer players. So I think that would have put a question mark over Australia supporting him as a candidate. So perhaps it's not that surprising that Prince Ali was supported to the very end. But Stephen Lowy, who spoke to the media just a very short time ago, was very strong in his praise for Mr. Infantino and said he was confident that this was a new start for FIFA.
Our correspondent James Glenday joining us there from Zurich.